As Thomas and Mary did meet, it was on a summer's day. With words they began to greet each other upon the way. "Pray what you are bound for the fair," this young man unto her did say. "And if that you be going there, I'll be glad of your company." He said that he did love her as a young man a maid should do, and every stile they went over he gave her a kiss or two. But when they came to the fair, they merrily spent the day. But meeting with William and Betty, thus Thomas to them did they say, "We'll drink before we part, come give us a bottle of wine, since thou art with thy sweetheart, and I am come here with mine." The maids were not unwilling, as far as I understand, but Will was for kissing and feeling a maid upon every hand. And when they were full of canary, their stomachs began for to rise. Then Thomas began to court Mary, with hand upon one of her thighs. Said he, "Art thou willing to wed? For I have some goods beforehand. Besides, when my father is dead, he promised me all his land. And this is a good beginning. Besides, I have more at home. You may get a little by spinning, and I can both weave and comb. My mother will give me a little if I get an honest young man. She saith I shall have the kettle and likewise the warming pan. My grannum will give me a cradle which is both firm and strong. Sister Marjorie will give me a ladle. These goods comes in ding dong. And this is a good beginning. Besides, I have more at home. I may get a little by spinning, and you can both weave and comb." Then William struck up to Betty, and thus unto her did say, "Since thou art a girl that's pretty, I'll give thee a fairing this day. Why sit you so melancholy, my pretty sweet Betty, my dove? Though Thomas be all for Molly, it's thou are the May that I love. And this unto thee I will promise, then hang sorrow, cast away care. We'll be as far forth as Thomas before we get out of the fair. If that you will change your condition, and that you do fancy a man, I pray, Betty, have no suspicion. My tongue and my heart is united. I scorn for to tell thee a lie. Sure, I have no cause to be slighted. Then prithee, love, do not deny. Though we have a small beginning, as little or nothing I know, you may yet a little by spinning, and I can both reap and mow. And thus we may live in content, as they that had a great deal more. Then out of the door they went, and walked the fair all o'er, to buy each other a fairing, as young men and maids should do. And when they were home repairing, they walked away two and two. It was Thomas and Mary together, with William and Betty so rare. Pray what man can say any other, but that they had made a good fair. What maid can there be so hard-hearted, and honest young man to deny? That is the case, many are parted, without any reason why. I would have you strive to prevent it, or else it may be to your loss. I know that you are not contented, when you the other do cross. And now my new song it is over, for I have no more to say, but wish every maid a true lover that I have